أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. Yesterday we discussed some aspects with regards to Bismillah. Today we'll discuss some of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha. When we look at the lives of, for example, Siddiq Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will find that he was a person of many qualities, and hence many titles were given to him. And like that, we look at the Surah, Surah Al-Fatiha, that from different angles and different aspects, the Surah has a lot of virtue. It is rich in its subject matter, like we discussed briefly yesterday. And the surah plays a very important role in the life of a mu'min, in the life of a believer. And hence we find from the hadith and other sources, different names that have been attributed to the surah. So in understanding these names, why it has been attributed to the surah itself, we will understand the great virtue of the surah. Very famously, as we all would refer to it, one name is Al-Fatiha, and then together with that, it is also known as Fatihatul Kitab, and it is also known as Fatihatul Quran. Why is it known as Al-Fatiha, the opener? On the one hand, we will find that the Quran begins with the surah, and then on the other hand, we will find in the ahadith that wahi also had begun with the surah, in the aspect that after our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had received the wahi of Surah Iqra, Surah Alaq, the first five verses, then bits and pieces of Surah Muzzammil and Surah Muddathir was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the surah totally and completely to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the kitabs of hadith, we find that after Iqra was revealed, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes home to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the second time. The first was at the time of Iqra. He expresses concern, fear for his life, and then he begins to explain to her that when I am in solitude, when I am alone, there is something, some voice that is calling out to me, and this scares me. So here she consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah will not disgrace you because of the fact that you fulfill amanat. Whatever has been placed in your trust, you fulfill it. You maintain family ties, and together with that, you are good and kind to people. And as she is discussing this with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in, bearing in mind at that time the laws of hijab and parda were not revealed. So Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu were those first people to have accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she says to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Waraqa bin Nawfal. At the time of Iqra, she had done that herself. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Waraqa bin Nawfal, and he explains to Waraqa bin Nawfal this condition of solitude, the call that comes from behind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when this call comes, then all I do is I carry on moving and I begin to run. So Waraqa bin Nawfal then said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't do that. Now there was no way that Waraqa bin Nawfal was more superior to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. for he was no ustad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was knowledgeable in the Torah and the Injil, and based on that knowledge he advised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't do that. Listen to this call and see what you hear. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken that advice. And when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam once again gets this call, obviously that call, the caller was Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam calls Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not move forth, he does not hasten, and he remains and he waits. And then Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and this entire surah Til Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Walad Dallin was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to complete that narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then informs Waraqa bin Nawfal that this is the revelation that had come down. In the riwayat, it comes after Walad Dallin. It was also told to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And then he narrates all this to Waraqa bin Nawfal. And after having narrated all of this, Waraqa bin Nawfal accepts Iman and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the result of the glad tidings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, مُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. That Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's one duty and function that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had charged him with was to give the glad tidings of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you are experiencing what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam experiences, and undoubtedly you are the Nabi Mursal, you are the one that has been sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence, keeping this in mind, that wahi had begun and it was initiated with the opening verses of Iqra, but that was not a complete surah. Surah Muzzammil and Muddathir, parts were revealed, not the entire surah. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the surah at the very early stages of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this was the first surah to have been revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this surah is known as Al-Fatiha, Fatihatul Kitab, Fatihatul Quran. And another name that is also very famous is Al-Hamd, because this surah begins with the hamd and the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.